The video?
No, we're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section, the 10th chapter. Ve'amar Kohelet, and King Solomon said, Isha sheiten lo Elokim osher unchasim, a man that God gives him wealth and assets, v'chavod and honor, ve'lo yishliteno Elokim lechol mimenu, and then God doesn't give him the capacity to enjoy what he's gotten. That's a terrible thing, says Shlomo HaMelech. So we were in the middle of the Medrash, the Zohar, that describes what happens with stinginess. So the Zohar had said, Shlomo HaMelech laments this situation, that sometimes a guy could be given all good things from heaven, and then he has no capacity to enjoy it. So the Medrash explains, because he, so to speak, believed that bad, the bad thoughts that he says, I can't give from my lot to the poor, I gotta have for myself. So he said, the second a person enters stinginess, so stinginess is like an illness. And it could cause a person not to eat or drink. It envelops a person to the point where he himself can't enjoy what he's gotten. And about that, Shlomo HaMelech said, sometimes a man is given all the gifts from above, but he can't enjoy it. That's a story of our generation. Yeah, people are all running to shrinks to figure out how to enjoy life. They have everything, but they're not happy. So the Zohar says, the question is, do you use your wealth to help others, or is a person stingy? Once a person's stingy and his focus is on himself, then he won't even be able to make himself happy. And because of that, because he accepted to be stingy, I can't help others because who knows if I'll have enough. So God does midah keneged midah. God also doesn't give him the capacity to use his things for himself. So to speak, his wealth breaks from beneath him. Because he agreed to hold on to this trait to become a stingy person. Every person has points in his life when he has to decide, will I be stingy or won't I be stingy? There are points in our life when we decide, that's it, I'm never doing this again. I'm never again lending out my A, B, C, or D. I'm never again going to help someone. That, usually when we get burnt, and sometimes not. So the Medrash says, once a person is stingy with others, Hashem causes it that a person will, so to speak, be stingy with himself, and he won't be able to enjoy his wealth for himself either. And then what happens is all the ways that a person lives, keshchiv mira, is like someone who's ill, delo achel velo shateh velo karev lemamone, just like a person who's ill doesn't eat or drink or come close to his money, velo apik mineh velo naterle, nor does he spend his money, nor all he does is watch it, adu yipok me'alma. Stinginess can evolve into that, and that's a punishment. If a person was stingy with others, Hashem causes the stinginess to envelop him and he can't even enjoy his wealth himself. It's like an illness. And then Hashem brings someone else. The tole, and God has that person take his wealth. Dehu be'alav, because that's the one who God wants should be the owner of this wealth. Ushlomo malkat savach, and Shlomo the king wailed v'amar and said, Osher shamu li v'alav l'ra'ato. There's wealth that's saved for someone else because it was to the first owner's harm. Man ba'alav, who's the owner? Da achara, the other person, the aretle, that inherits him. Ve'lama zachei hai achara l'meve ba'ala da'hu at utra? Why does the other person merit to get the wealth of someone else? Why does he inherit all of that? Begin de hai heimin, because this wealth that this person, de hai heimin lehai ra'a v'itra'iba, this person chose to accept a bad way of life, to believe in being stingy. Begin because of that, someone else who was not stingy didn't stick to this bad way of life. He merits to be the master, the owner of that wealth. That's what the pasuk says. There's a wealth that God saves to a person's own detriment. Ultimately, his wealth doesn't help him, but rather it hurts him. And this is where we'll have to pick up next time. So the Chafetz Chaim taught us today. He concluded the medrash we saw last time. that when a person is stingy, Hashem could cause it to evolve into a point where the stinginess harms the person himself. He won't spend his money, and this was all Hashem's plan, ultimately to take that money from the stingy person, just as he wouldn't spend it on others, he won't spend it on himself, but rather Hashem will give it to someone else who used his money to help others.